So what got you involved with talking about loss?
I reached out to talking about loss, I think it was summer last year. I lost my dad to leukemia in May 2019. And although I felt like I was coping quite well with the grieving process, I felt like there was something not quite right. I just, typical sort of guy, bottled it up, kept it to myself. And when the anniversary of my dad's death came round, I began to struggle. It was also at the height of lockdown, where we couldn't socialise. And although I felt like I'd made quite a bit of progress, I just seemed to hit an all-time low. I was struggling to cope with my emotions. I was struggling to just cope in general. I was becoming quite, I wouldn't say aggressive, but quite an angry person, and it was getting to the point it was pushing my wife and my little boy away from me, and I didn't want that. When I was on Facebook one day, I'd seen a post by Talking About Loss and saw that the support that they offered for people suffering with grief. So I dropped them a message and spoke to Jackie, and she put me in touch with Kathy, a bereavement counsellor. And over a course of a few sessions, I'd started seeing a different side of grief, and as opposed to getting over it, which everyone seems to think you do, it's more living with it, living with the positive and the sad emotions that comes with grief, but how to embrace them and work them into your life.
So how did Pre-Love Sports come about?
So Pre-Love Sports, it was something I'd had an idea of for ages, and I just never took it off the ground. And after I'd had the counselling with Talking About Loss and seeing the positive impact, I decided to start putting things in motion to start setting it up, start building a network, asking for donations and selling them online. And who better to raise money for than Talking About Loss? And the sale of every item is recorded, and once our fees have been taken out, we then donate all the profits to Talking About Loss to support people who are also going through the grieving process, to help offer them that support, whether it be through, you know, wellness events, or whether that be through counselling, or even if it's just a meet up and chat.
So we're at the wellbeing event today in Rossmore Park. How do you think it's gone, and what have you learnt today?
I think it's gone really well. It's actually been nice to see the people behind Talking About Loss actually in person, as opposed to on Zoom. Getting to speak to Kathy in person as opposed to over the phone. I think it's gone really well, and my little boy has been busy playing and doing crafts, and we've got a bag full of stuff to take home to show Mum. But yeah, I think it's gone really well.
Amazing. Well, thank you for giving us a little bit of insight into your experience.
Thank you.